Do you know the five immutable laws of leadership, which you could leverage and accelerate your career? Is there a difference between inspiration and motivation? In today's interview with executive career coach Clarence Caldwell, we discuss all of this and much, much more. If you've ever wanted to hear a true rags-to-riches story and realize that anyone can be successful once they put their mind to it and truly apply themselves, then you are going to love today's interview. We chatted about the importance of networking, the skills needed to advance your life both professionally and socially, and why that is so important today. So make sure to sit back and relax as you enjoy this engaging conversation with Mr. Clarence Caldwell.
Hello, everyone. I am extremely excited to welcome Mr. Clarence Caldwell to the show today. Now, after waking up homeless in the backseat of a car, Clarence learned what it takes to be successful in life, and he has applied these principles to his own business and his own career, rising from poverty to become a senior executive within Fortune 100, not 500, but 100 companies. Clarence now leads others to become high performers and achievers in their own lives. He has a social media following of more than 50,000 people, has launched a weekly podcast with more than 750,000 monthly listens, and recently authored a new book, From the Breadline to the Boardroom. And we are very pleased that he has taken time out of his busy schedule to be with us here today. So thanks for joining, Clarence.
Hey, thank you, Brandon. It's good to be with you.
Now, for everyone, that was a bit of a mouthful, but in your own words, if you don't mind telling everyone a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Well, those are really two different questions. So let me take the who you are, and I might answer the what I do in the process, because first of all, I'm not a human being. and I say that kind of tongue in cheek, because I think, you know, as with all of us, we are not human beings, we're humans becoming. And we're always changing. Our lives are changing. Our focus is changing. The things that happen in our lives dictate a lot of what happens with our change. And so, as you were just reading, you know, part of my bio, you know, waking up homeless in the backseat of a car, you know, I was a homeless man. You know, if you asked me then who I was a homeless man. If you asked me before that in school, I was an athlete. If you asked me after I was homeless, I would say I was a senior executive. And you ask me now, I know, now I coach other executives. But there are a lot of things I was in between as well. So hopefully I answered both of your questions, who I am and what I do.
I really like the way that you broke that down. I haven't heard that done that way before.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting, because I've had the question a lot. And I always kind of get stuck depending on where I am in my life. I have to reevaluate, okay, what am I doing right now? Am I helping incarcerated kids in the juvenile hall, because I did that for a period of time. But that's who I am? No, that's not who I am. So who I become always seems to shift. And I imagine that's true for everyone.
So on your current path, how long have you been working with leadership and senior executives?
Well, if you count all the executives I've worked with and coached throughout my career, I'd say over 20 years, because part of being a leader is also being a coach. And coaching executives is kind of interesting, because there's a certain mindset that many executives have that you have to understand in order to get them to move forward and forward faster.
Do you have any favorite success stories along those lines of coaching?
Oh my, the list is long, so I don't want to pick one or two, but I will tell you that many of the executives that I've led and coached throughout my career have gone on to do some fantastic things, not only in their careers, but in helping other people and making a difference in the world and making a difference on this planet, and finding their truth, finding what it is that really speaks to them, allows them to move forward. And once you tap into that, a lot of great things can happen for an individual, whether it's at work or in their life.
Now, I love one part of your trajectory is that, you know, not only is it the rags to riches story and building yourself up, but when you were at the top, you turned and pivoted to start helping others. So what really prompted or inspired that change to start building up others?
Well, you know, it's interesting, Brandon, that you asked that, because when I was sitting in the boardroom of one of these large companies and we were going over literally a $500 million budget for the next year, I had one of those aha moments, one of those, I call it another backseat moment, as if I woke up in the backseat again. and realized that I was not where I really wanted to be. Now, all along, I've been hearing this still small voice talk to me about, you know, you need to be giving back. You need to be doing more. You need to be helping others. And I've always suppressed it to a degree. Of course, I would help people around me when I could, but it wasn't a focus. It wasn't a mission. And as I sat there dealing with, you know, all of this money and all of these goals for the next year for a company, I thought, you know, there's got to be something I could really do to help others. And this doesn't seem to be it. Now, walking away from, you know, a fabulous job like that is not an easy thing to do because, you know, they call them golden handcuffs where you get locked in and you just don't want to give up the gold. But truly what's priceless is being able to share your values, share your gifts with others and see them thrive in their lives as well.
Now, through your coaching, could you boil it down to maybe the top two or three most necessary skills that you really coach to that are needed for success?
Wow. Well, if we're going to take success in terms of executives and managing businesses and being successful in your career, they're very tactical and strategic skills that you need. Communication is obviously a very big one. If you can't communicate very well, you're not going to get your message across. People are not going to connect with you. Or your networking is not going to be there the way it should be. And that allows you to really establish yourself in and position yourself, which is another skill, being able to position yourself with the right leaders, with the what I call the power players. Being positioned with the power players allows you to take the next step, which is the third skill, and that's how to influence them. Not just ask for things, but how to really influence their way of thinking and their way of thinking about you, the optics that they see when they look at you. So from a tactical and strategic standpoint, those would be the things that I would say. Now, from a life standpoint, the three skills that I think are...
And I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I really love that you break down the two levels of success because there are so many different silos and we need to create success in many different areas of our lives.
Absolutely, yeah. And I will say that line gets blurred quite a bit. And people think, well, if I do this, I'll be successful. If I do that, I'll be successful. But success has to be defined, first of all. What does success mean to you? And when I talk to many people, a lot of folks say, well, I want to be, you know, rich and famous. That's success. Well, what is it that you really want? Well, I want money. Well, let's peel that onion back. When you start peeling the onion back, what we all really want is more happiness and fulfillment. Now, we think money can get it for us, and we think a good career will provide it for us, or you know, a soulmate will provide that for us. But truly, we want happiness and fulfillment. And when you look at your goals in those terms, now it's not about, well, like I need to be a good communicator, I need to have good influence and be positioned well. Those things kind of go out the window. It becomes more of, okay, who am I? What am I doing? How am I showing up in the world so I can be my best self? So when you're your best self, you begin to live into that level of happiness and fulfillment. So the three skills in those areas, I would say, is really about true self-belief. And that's a skill, to be honest with you. Being able to have the will and desire, which is the commitment to who it is you choose to be, and the ability to overcome your fears, the courage that you need. If you have those three skills, oh my gosh, there's no stopping you.
I really like that. Now, I want to backtrack and sort of unpack some of these things that you just laid a whole bunch of wisdom on everyone here. But to go back to the positioning and influence that you talked about in the first section, and how can you speak to really how valuable that is that people underestimate their network in some ways that they can go about maybe growing or really using that leverage?
Yes, the influence and positioning is so important and key in developing your career. I learned this early on when I started working for a company and realized that the people that were around me meant everything to how I was viewed. And it's, you know, I call it optics. It's not about being seen and being visible. It's about how people see you, think of you, talk about you when you're not in the room. And those are the optics. And when you want to create great optics, you've got to influence people so that they see you in a certain way. You've got to network with the right people so that you're connected to a place where people see you differently. And once you understand that, it's not a manipulation. It's purely about being connected correctly so that you can elevate not only your stature, but your game. You end up doing better as a result. You perform better. I often say that if you walk into a room and you're the smartest person in the room, you're in the wrong room. You want to surround yourself with people who can really challenge you and elevate you to a different level. So who are you surrounding yourself with would be the key to this positioning and influence issue.
And just like you said, you know, surrounding yourselves with the right people and striving to find those mentors and the people that can help pull you up the ladder and pull you up when you need that extra helping hand.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And let me just share something with you about mentors and having the right people who can pull you up. It's not a one-way street. You have to help them also. And when you are providing a gift or giving something to someone else, that will be reciprocated. They will help you. You don't go to a mentor and say, please, can you give me a recommendation? Can you refer me? Can you give, you know, and you're in this place of take. A true mentor-mentee relationship is give and take. It is a two-way street. And a lot of people miss that. They think the mentor is always just giving advice and counsel and recommendations, and the mentee is growing. And it works both ways.
I love that. I heard a story once, and they said, you know, a mentor-mentee relationship is almost like a bank, where if you open an account, if you go for it, you can't just withdraw a bunch of money without putting anything into it first. So that pay it forward and give value attitude is so important, whether it's just in your career with a mentor or across all aspects of life.
Absolutely true. Absolutely true.
Gotcha. Now, I'd like to talk about leadership a little bit and why that's so important to be a leader in your own life before you can try to exude leadership on others.
Well, very good point, because you know, personal leadership has to precede your professional leadership. It's very difficult to lead others when you're not leading yourself well. And leadership is not a title. You know, some people get into a job and they, you know, whether it's the military and you end up with stripes on your arm or scrambled, we call them scrambled eggs on the hat with the little eagle wings. That doesn't make you a leader. The position itself requires leadership, but getting into that position does not make you a leader. And so what makes you a leader starts from within. You know, leadership is an inside job. You've got to have the right levels of decision making and commitment and, you know, the courage that I talked about earlier and the confidence, and all of these things are a part of your personal leadership.
I like it. Now, you do coach and you've written about leadership as well. And if you could expand a little about of those five immutable laws of leadership, I know we spoke about a few weeks ago.
Yeah, you know, certainly. And I started mentioning them here. What I call the five immutable laws are these, if you remember the letter C, my name is Clarence. So it should be easy to remember. Clarence Caldwell, two C's in fact. So if you remember C, you might remember all five of these. And I'll go through them briefly just to let you know what they are and what they mean. C, the first C is choice. The decisions you make are so very important. It sets the stage for everything else that happens in your life. I ended up in the backseat of that car as a homeless man because of the choices I made to get there. I ended up in the boardroom of a Fortune 100 company because of the choices I made. Everything starts with those choices. And choices, if you really look at choices in a very deep level, it becomes an issue of your emotions. Emotional intelligence is a part of how you make your choices. You be analytical and decide pros and cons, I'm going to make the choice, but it truly boils down to your level of EQ. The second C is commitment, and that's your will and desire, how committed you are to the choice that you made. If you're not committed to it, you're not going to get past those barriers that you'll face along the way. So the second C is commitment. There's a, you know, if you read the book, there's a whole issue around your intention versus commitment, and we won't go there today. But the third C is courage. How much courage do you have to overcome the fears that you have in your life that are stopping you? And we all have fear. If you think you're fearless, you know, you're fooling yourself. You know, lions and tigers and bears, we should be afraid of those because they can harm us. So fear is a good part of us, and it keeps us safe. You lock your door at night and you turn on the alarm because you fear someone could harm you. So fear does keep you safe, and it's a necessary part of us. But fear can hold you back when it's internal fear, like the fear of failure, the fear of embarrassment, the fear of rejection, the fear of criticism, fear. And there's a long list of things that stop us from being who we really want to be. So you need courage to overcome that fear. And then the fourth C is confidence, being confident. Now, confidence really has a few sides to it. There's the self-doubt. If you're not confident, you have a lot of self-doubt. And the other side of that coin is self-belief, how much you believe in yourself. But then there's an issue of competence. If you have great competence, you can create more confidence. And then the last C is celebration. Celebration is so important to celebrate your wins, celebrate the life that you have, celebrate your existence. But celebration has two sides to it. One is it's all about you. I'm going to pop the champagne. I'm going to have the party. Yay, we made it. I'm going to celebrate. But then there's the other side. I call it the I-you and I-thou. And that's the I-thou piece. It's when you celebrate, it's about giving. You have to give back. You mentioned the word pay it forward. You really have to give back. And when you give with gratitude, you gain. And so the celebration is never ending. So those are the five C's. And you can learn more about it in my book, From the Breadline to the Boardroom.
Absolutely. I love it. I was doing my research. I was looking all the stats and things up, reading your bio before. And those five laws, not only do they apply to your career, but you can apply those to so many different aspects of your life to live a much more fulfilled and happy lifestyle.
Absolutely. Absolutely. If we're after happiness and fulfillment, you've got to start with your personal leadership. And once you're solid there, the world becomes much, much more available to you.
Now, for people who are in a leadership position, how can they use their positioning to inspire and motivate others in their teams?
Well, great question about inspiration and motivation. And I'll try to make this brief. I know my answers have been a little bit lengthy, but there's just so much packed in here. Hopefully, you'll be able to pull a nugget or two out. Motivation is different from inspiration, in my way of thinking. Motivation is I have a diagram that I use where this guy is crawling on all fours, and on his back is his boss. And his boss is riding him. And in front of him, he's dangling a carrot. And a carrot is keeping this guy moving forward. But behind him, the boss has this stick with a nail in it. If he doesn't move, he's going to hit him. That's the carrot and the stick. That's what motivation is. Motivation is the promise of the reward, the carrot, or the threat of losing something, the threat of punishment, the stick. And we're all motivated by either the promise of the reward or the threat of punishment. Advertisers use it all the time. They promise us something, or they say, if you don't get this, that'll happen to you. So we are motivated all the time, and we use it on others. So motivation is external to us, and it is also temporary, because if you take the carrot away or you take the stick away, motivation goes away. So, but we use that in business a lot. Many executives get a bonus at the end of the year if they meet their numbers. That's a carrot. That's motivation. And that works. They're also motivated by, if you don't meet your numbers, you could lose your job. That's the stick. And that's motivation. And so it does work, but there's something much more valuable and much more long lasting than that comes from the inside, and that is inspiration. If you can find a way to spark the inspiration in others, that is, it not only isn't it external, but it's also longer lasting, and you'll get so much more out of it. Motivation is driven by goals and accomplishments. We want to get to some place. Inspiration is built on being something, being your best, being excellent, being more than, you know, just being. And when you're being, you're going to blow through those goals and those objectives. Those things mean nothing to you because you're being your very best. And so inspiration is what I always try to tell people. This is what you want. You want to tap into the inspiration of your workforce and get them inspired to do the job, not motivated.
I love that you put inspiration above motivation, because for so many people, and what we found, motivation can be very fleeting, like you said, and it's the execution of good habits, and what keeps those going is that underlying inspiration of knowing that you're working towards something that's truly meaningful to you.
Absolutely. And if it's meaningful to you, it's a part of you.
Gotcha. Now, we've talked about your book briefly, and I know that's only one of the many things that you're doing currently. If you could tell a little bit about what other projects you're working on, or the podcast, and what are some ways that you're really expanding into the world at the moment?
Wow. You know, sometimes you can take on too many things, Brandon. I call them squirrels. You know, they're almost like distractions. You see a shiny object and you just go for it. Squirrel. But these are great squirrels that I chase. and they're all very meaningful. But you, just as a recommendation to you as well and to your listeners, try not to chase too many squirrels, because
there's a lot out there.
There's a lot of them out there. And they're all great squirrels. They're, you know, some of them can feed you for a lifetime. But the deal for me is I started as a, after I left the business world, I started as kind of a life coach. I wanted to help people live a better life. And so you'll see a lot of that flavor in my executive coaching work. And so when I did that, I started a podcast called True Life Academy. And it was really based on life lessons. That's evolving, and it's becoming more of a leadership podcast. And as you mentioned at the top of the show, I get anywhere from 500 to 750 downloads in a given month for my show. So people are gravitating towards it. I also do speaking. I do professional speaking. I don't call it public speaking, because anybody can stand on a corner and do public speaking. But I do keynotes at different conferences, and I've got one coming up here in a month in Milwaukee as well, leadership conference. And as I mentioned earlier, I help inner city kids. I have a 501c3 organization. It's called the Roots Foundation, Renewal of Our True Self. It's an acronym, Roots, that helps inner city kids get in touch with who they truly are so that they can become everything they're meant to become. And so beyond those things, writing the book has taken up a lot of time. Yeah, another squirrel. and so I'm trying to pull back a little bit on some of those things, but all of those things I think are very, very important in moving this world forward.
I think that's something, you know, when you find that inspiration and you know that you're meant to impact and inspire so many lives, you want to chase every squirrel that helps get the word out there. Yes. And what's the best way if someone wants to find out more about you? Is it through your website or the podcast or?
Yeah, I think if you go to my website, clarencecaldwell.com, you'll find a lot of different other avenues to reach me. I have a podcast tab in there where you can listen to some of the podcasts of the interviews that I've done with other leaders, thought leaders. And then there's a way to contact me through that as well for my programs and coaching and speaking and other things.
Fantastic. Now, you've given us some incredible wisdom, lots of things to process, but I'd like to get to know you a little bit better. Sure. I know you are an inspiration to many, but who would you say is an inspiration to you?
Oh, my. Well, you know, I'll say this. Anyone who is being their best authentic self, If I were to pick one person, it would be very difficult because there are so many great leaders out there, you know, everyone from the Dalai Lama to my mother, and tons in between. So it's very difficult. But what I do get inspired by are the people who show up completely as themselves. I get inspired by them because I know that they're their true self. When you have found your truth and you begin to display your truth, you, in many ways, you're a leader because people will be attracted to that, no matter who you are. And that is so important to me. When I see that in others, I get inspired by that. And it makes me want to be more of who I am. It doesn't make me want to be like them. It makes me want to be more of me. And that's what a true inspirational leader will do.
You're probably close to our 20th interview, and nearly everyone has hit on some facet of authenticity as such a critical part to success. And I think people look up and they see these successful people in the media and all the things that are going on, and they forget that being their best self and being authentic is still what's one of the most important things overall.
Absolutely. That's good to know. I'm glad I'm in good company.
Absolutely. Now, do you have any favorite books or book recommendations?
Oh my, it's almost like inspirational people. I have a ton of them. Maybe 2 years ago, I thought about what book would I recommend. And I started writing down books and books and books. And I thought, okay, there's literally hundreds of books. And I try to read, at least 20 books a year, maybe more. And so what I did was I put a list of 20 books together a couple of years ago. And so I won't list all those here. But if you want to see those, if you go to clarencecaldwell.com// leaders read, clarencecaldwell.com/leadersread, you'll see those lists of my top books that helped me in my career and in my life.
And I will put that in the description so everyone can go check that one out. Now, this is a fun one. If you could have a conversation with anyone, past, present, future, fact or fiction.
Wow. A conversation with anyone. And because they're past, present, living or not living, that means there's no boundaries on this question.
No right? Boundaries.
Good. I would probably have, first of all, I'm a grandfather. I have three little beautiful half black, half Jewish beings that are amazing, amazing beings on this planet. And I love them with all my heart. They are my why. They are why I do the work that I do. I won't go off on that tangent, but I help inner city kids because I want a safe environment for my grandkids. At the bottom line, it's my family and my kids that I love. And so because they're, you know, as young as they are, the conversation that I would have is with them in 30 years. 30 years from now, I would have a conversation with them. That would be amazing to me because I would be able, again, to help guide them even further, find out where they are and provide more of the legacy that I'm hoping to leave for them.
That's an incredible answer. A unique one, but definitely one of my favorites. Now, final question here. Is there anything that you wish I had asked or wish that we had sort of dug up in our conversation today?
That's a loaded question because there's so much more, obviously. There really isn't. I think you've hit on a few different things because what I want to impart, if I had to give one last thing, is that our lives are not about us as much as we make it about us. And so I really appreciate the platform you've provided to allow me to talk about me and my book and my beliefs and this and that. It's all about me. But truly it's not. It really is not. And if I were to leave everyone with something, it would be, you are here to give. And when we talk about your purpose in life, your purpose is not one thing or this or that. Your purpose here is to give your gifts. You and I have the same purpose. Our purpose in life is to give our gifts. And when you're giving, and you're giving your gifts without expecting any reciprocity, right? Giving from the heart. That is why you're here. And so I don't know how you would even form that in a question, but that would be the thought that I would like to leave with everyone.
I love it. Absolutely wonderful. Clarence, I appreciate the time that you have spent with us today. You have given incredible words of wisdom. I'm going to have a difficult time writing a description and conversation of what we covered here, but I'll make sure to list all the links to your website, the podcast, the book recommendations, and everything else so people can check them out down below. And once again, I know you're a very busy man, so I'll let you get on with your day, but I appreciate the time that you spent with us here.
Thank you. I appreciate the time as well. All right. Take care, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Perfect. Thank you.
And that's all, folks. What did you think? Let me know the favorite thing that you learned in the comments below. If you know someone who could use a bit of inspiration or needs a career pivot or change, make sure you look up Clarence's site. I've included links to all of his information, website, books, social media channels, podcast, and more in the description below. Take a read, try to make it as simple as possible so it is all right down there for you. As always, click subscribe right down there in the corner so that you never miss a video. Every Wednesday, we've got more interviews coming your way from the top industry experts and influencers so you can learn the very best tips right from the source. And check us out on the web, lifesecretsauce.com. I know you won't want to miss all the awesome bombs that we are dropping all over the internet. Until next time, ciao for now.